This is a special edition of Late Night Help. I'm Mark Allen. With autumn and winter just around the corner, dry eyes are very common. Our guest is Dr. Elise Kramer. She's an optometrist and an eye care expert. Dr. Kramer, welcome to Late Night Help.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Is dry eye that common? And can you have dry eye and not even know it?
Yes, and yes, it is extremely common. We see it actually in most people. And you can have dry eye without knowing it. And sometimes it takes that little trigger, like dehydrated air from heating systems, ragweed, allergies, and increased screen use can all trigger these symptoms, right? And then it just like it almost happens overnight, but it was really there the whole time. And that's why I've partnered with TheraTears to remind everyone that caring for dry eyes isn't just about comfort, but it's also about finding solutions for long-lasting relief.
It's funny because I recently was at my optometrist and she said, oh, you have dry eye. I didn't know that. I hadn't used... Yeah, and that's why I asked the question, because my wife has dry eye and often uses TheraTears actually on a regular basis. Now I'm using them as well. What else can we do to prevent dry eye?
Yeah, so I think every eye is different, right? For example, like you feel it, your wife feels it, so she's treating it and you didn't know you had it, which means you probably didn't really have symptoms. So everyone's different, and TheraTears really addresses that with options like preservative-free drops, gel formulas for overnight relief. There's products for everyday or all day relief. And that range really allows people to choose what works best for their lifestyle. So whether you're working or you're outdoors, it's nighttime. And also, like, don't wait until discomfort becomes a bigger problem. Like if you know you have this or something's off, just definitely prioritize treating that. And there's simple steps like that you can do at home or you're in your office, like adjusting indoor humidity, staying hydrated, super important, right? Drinking water and blinking your eyes frequently. So taking breaks from your screen, that can also help. But for persistent dryness, options like TheraTears can really make a difference.
How do we stay away from our screen? I mean, I live on the screen.
Yeah. And most people do. I think it's, you know, we have this fun rule in optometry, which is the 20-20-20 rule, which is basically every 20 minutes, taking like a short 20-second break and looking 20 feet away. And that allows you to really just take breaks. And I tell people to leave their TheraTears next to their computer so that it kind of reminds them to blink, but also to use the drops throughout the day also.
And you're from Montreal, if I'm not mistaken.
I am. Yes, I am from Montreal.
Yeah, my father-in-law was from there and always promised me, I'm trying to think of a pepper beef, salt beef. Anyway, it was, instead of pastrami, it was something. And I finally got
smoked meat, probably smoked meat, right?
That's it.
That's like, yeah, that's what Montreal is known for. Yep.
Exactly. We tried to sneak some into the U.S. when we were there, and they took it. With eyes, preservative-free would seem to me to be the way to go, because there can be complications from preservatives.
I love the preservative-free formulations. It's a great formulation. Again, I think, you know, one of the key things about TheraTears is also that it's really the only over-the-counter dry eye drop with 5 vital electrolytes. So electrolytes are what we have in our natural tears. And so these are sodium, potassium, bicarbonate, magnesium, calcium. And so that balance really supports hydration that lasts. And that can really make a difference even when seasonal dryness is really bad. And then, as you mentioned, having no preservatives is also great. And TheraTears has a great preservative-free formulation.
You specialize in ocular surface disease. What is that?
Yeah, so that's a fancy way of saying dry eye and allergies. But you know, all these things basically, ocular surface disease is really means inflammation of the eye, like on the surface, right? And so a lot of things contribute to that. And so dry eye is one of those things. Allergies is another one of those things. And when you have these triggers like drier air, less humidity in the air, that leads to either not producing enough tears or tears evaporating too quickly, and that imbalance causes the inflammation. So that's what I specialize in. And when you have eye care that's science-backed, like TheraTears, these key ingredients that I was telling you about really work together to support hydrated and balanced eyes, and that leaves them feeling nourished and comfortable.
One of the things that we mentioned is that you can have dry eye, like me, and not know it. Should everybody be squirting their eyes on a regular basis, just in
So
case?
it's a good question. So I think it's important to, you know, get your eyes checked by an eye care practitioner who can determine, you know, if you do have underlying dry eye. And then, you know, if you do, like, you may not have symptoms, as you mentioned, or you may have symptoms once in a while or all the time. And so it's important to, you know, ask your eye care practitioner. And I think TheraTears is a great eye drop to have. It's got all the science-backed formulations. It's got those five electrolytes that I was telling you about that mimic the natural tears. And so asking your eye care practitioner about it.
And what happens if you have dry eye and you don't use drops of any kind?
So without them, your eyes, like I said, it really sometimes don't produce enough tears, and sometimes they do produce enough tears, but they evaporate too quickly. And certainly when you're on a screen and you're not blinking enough, that can just exacerbate, so just make it worse. And that tear film instability leads to inflammation, which leads to more tear film instability, which leads to more inflammation. So it's this vicious cycle, right? And TheraTears really gives patients peace of mind knowing that they're using something that's created by experts and that's proven in studies with long-lasting relief. So that level of science gives you more than just comfort. It really gives that the relief that you're using something truly effective.
And can dry eye affect your vision?
Yeah, so when the eyes are dry and you have tear film instability, that leads to inflammation, which can lead to fluctuations in your vision. Because before your eye itself, there's actually a layer of tears. And if that tear film is unstable, then it can cause visual fluctuation. Think of like your phone camera when it's not clear, when it's dirty a little bit, that can lead to a photo being blurry, right? And so it's the same kind of thing with your eyes, very much like a camera. So if that tear film is unstable, then it can cause a vision to fluctuate. So that's why it's important to look for key ingredients in the eye drops that you're using that support hydrated and balanced eyes, like TheraTears, which leaves them feeling nourished and comfortable.
And as people get older, with cataracts, glaucoma, and things like that, can tear TheraTears and eye drops, can they at least help make the situation comfortable?
So, you know, the cataracts and glaucoma don't really affect the ocular surface per se. There's a lot of glaucoma drops that have preservatives, which can exacerbate dryness, so make dryness worse sometimes. And I think having a balance also and using a drop that can help restore that tear film stability is important in these situations. And obviously, every situation is different. And I think, you know, one thing about TheraTears is that it addresses, like I said, it has different formulation, preservative-free drops, gel formulas, and products for every day that just has to be tailored to you and your lifestyle.
Dr. Kramer, thank you very much for sharing this information. I know that in coming weeks, I will be squirting more TheraTears because I've been told to do that on a regular basis. And if you want information on TheraTears. It's very easy. Go to theratears.com, and that's TheraTears.com. And I'm looking for some of that smoked meat when you go back home.
Same here. Thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you. This is Late Night Health.